This is the High School Football Recap Show with Phil Kornblut on the Sports Talk Media Network. Coming up, a complete review of all of last night's games. The Recap Show is brought to you by Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. The stars will shine brighter at the beach on December 21st in the Touchstone Energy Cooperatives Bowl. And brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now, here's Phil with a look back at all of last night's action across South Carolina.
And good morning. Welcome to the final high school football recap show for the 2024 season, as we're down to the last two state championship games today at South Carolina State. That means four champions have been crowned, two each, over the last 2 days. Friday night, South Florence and Westside put on an offensive show for the ages in the 4A final, combining for 954 yards and 83 points. The game, however, came down to the 2 points that were not scored. The Bruins thwarted a razzle-dazzle two-point conversion try by the Rams with under 2 minutes to play. That left them with a 42-41 victory. For Coach Drew Marlowe, it's his second state title in 3 seasons.
I'm just so thankful. My wife sent me a picture this morning, and I was hired on this day 5 years ago at South Florence. And what the Lord has done with this program is unbelievable. It is not me. As great as those kids are, it's not the kids. It is God has just honored our work and just been so good to us and to this program, and winning a state championship was my dream forever, and it still is every year. But to see the way that his hand has been on this program is so special. I wish I had enough time I could tell you all the stories. I mean, this is obviously a great one, but so many ways he's blessed us, and I'm so thankful.
Obviously, the speech last year at the end of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, in the off season, right? That was our deal. You know, we were 15 seconds short of being state champions, and that fueled us during the off season. And then we went to work this season, and started rocky. Played some pretty good teams early, though. Had a lot of injuries, and our kids, they just kept fighting. I mean, certainly the last 3 years is probably you would consider to be the least talented, but this group right here fought their tails off and just refused to be denied.
Trey Leonard rushed for 191 yards and Zion Gilbert 114 yards as the Bruins rolled up 361 yards on the ground. That offset a 411-yard, 6-touchdown passing performance by Westside quarterback Cutter Woods. Earlier Friday, Dutch Fort claimed its 9th state title, defeating Somerville 35-31 in the 5A Division I championship game. After falling behind 14-7, the Silver Boxes scored 21 straight points. The Green Wave pulled to within 7 midway through the third quarter, but their last 3 possessions ended with 2 punts and an interception, while Dutch Fork knocked in a clinching touchdown with 2 minutes to go. Here's Coach Tom Knotts following his 16th career state title in the Carolinas.
Well, I thought it'd be hard. I knew it'd be hard. That's a great football team. They got a great scheme. They got a great player in number 4. And, they just kept coming back and pounding at us. But I didn't like the way we won. Some things we did were, I thought, uncharacteristic. But we came out with a W, another state championship, 3-peat.
Coach, you guys went down there early, 14-6, and then went on a 22-0 scoring run. Just what was the key during that stretch?
Well, we just decided to play Dutch Fork football. We're always playing pretty decent defense, but we gave up some big plays. We just did the things that we were supposed to do.
A 3-peat, 9th championship in program history. Describe what that means when you hear me rattle off those type of numbers, Coach, of winning.
Well, it sounds pretty impressive, but it's due to a lot of different things. We've had great players. We got great coaches, great administration. I think we do things the right way. Didn't really show like we were great student athletes out there tonight, but it was an intense game. It got a little chippy and a little out of control, but we were able to come away with a victory.
Coach, what was it about this specific group?
Well, we had a bunch of seniors, and I've said many times when they were JVs, I think they outscored people like 400-20. and they would have finished second in our region to our varsity. So that group now is seniors, our seniors, and they're a special group with some special talents. So we thought this would definitely be our year once they got up here to be seniors.
Given the high standard you have for this program, you seem the type that's going to be watching the film and be a little irritated, even though you guys won a state title again.
I'm going to be irritated as crap. All right, so this takes a little fun out of the win when you win like that and you do some things like some of our guys did. They'll be addressed, I promise you.
Knotts is now one championship away from tying John McKissick and Willie Varner for the most in South Carolina history. And another coach earned his 9th ring on Thursday. More on that after this.
Set your youth up for a lifetime of financial success with Smart Start from Founders Federal Credit Union. Smart Start products and educational resources help teach kids and teens the basics of saving, budgeting, and smart spending. Help them learn smart money skills to jumpstart their financial journey with Smart Start savings, debit, certificates, and educational resources. Learn more at foundersfcu.com/smartstart. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Touchstone Energy Cooperative members save more on electricity, and members save more on insurance, groceries, healthcare, restaurants, travel, concerts, and sporting events through co-op connections. Touchstone Energy is an alliance of the member-owned electric cooperatives, and as a member, the power is yours. Experience the power of co-op membership with Touchstone Energy and find out how much you can save on electricity and a whole lot more at touchstoneenergy.com.
Abbeville and coach Jamie Nichols continued to move up in the high school record books with the Panthers' 58-20 win over Cross Thursday in the 1A championship game. Abbeville now sits alone in second with 13 titles, 4 behind Gaffney. And Nichols joined Tom Knotts with his 9th championship. His team rushed for 429 yards in the win. That's just how Nichols likes to see his offense work.
You know how it is. You're just going to start working in August, and you battle wet bulb and injuries and tough non-region schedule, and then you go into your region, and you just grind. And, the hurricane did kind of put a pause in our season there because it hit our area really hard. And, then we came back just 10th straight week playing, but I'm just really, really proud of the way our kids grinded through that.
How did you get your kids back after the hurricane and get them focused on – because other things became more important, I'm sure, at that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, once we got back in school, we just, it was almost like starting over. Started from square one with fundamentals and those kind of things, but just really proud of our kids.
And tonight, you guys were able to answer. You talked about when they answered Cross, and then you guys were able to come back. How big was that, your response, and then you really got it going in the second quarter?
We've been down the last 3 weeks. We've been down double digits in two games, and then in this one fell behind 6-0, so they didn't blink. They just went to work.
The 2A championship game was also played on Thursday, and Clinton unleashed its ground attack for 312 yards in a 35-8 win over Barnwell. It's the 9th title all-time for the Red Devils and the first for Corey Fountain in Clinton after winning a pair at Lamar.
I'm just very happy. I'm just happy for our fans, for our coaches, for our players, the work that they put in. Those seniors have put in work since they were in middle school, coming to the weight room, driving over, working out with us, and you can see the work weight room paid off tonight, today.
Coach, this is your 5th time in this game right here. Won it for the first time here at Clinton. You've been here now for, this is your 6th year. Talk about how you've built this program from the start to where it culminates in the state championship today.
It takes buy-in. It took buy-in from all these coaches. It's not just me. It's everybody that made this happen today, and buy-in from the players, and the work was awesome.
Well, all that's left now are the 2 championship games set for today at Dawson Stadium in Orangeburg at noon. Belton Honeypath will take on Oceanside Collegiate for the 3A championship, and at 6, Irmo tangles with Northwestern for the 5A Division II title. Recapping the championship scores thus far, 5A Division I, Dutch Fork 35, Somerville 21, 4A, South Florence 42, Westside 41, 2A, Clinton 35, Barnwell 6, 1A, Abbeville 58, Cross 20. That'll do it for the high school football recap. I'm Phil Kornblut reporting on the Sports Talk Media Network.